Okay, welcome everybody. Good evening. My name is Tim Cummings. I'm the chairman of the BITS Presentations Committee. And welcome to a great presentation for you this evening. Jeff Bennett is going to talk about the Toshiba Fire TV. And we've got a pre-recorded presentation that I'm going to play, and then Jeff will be around to answer any questions afterwards. So welcome, everybody. This is the usual BITS chat, but tonight we're having a presentation that's open to everybody. So if you're not a member of BITS and you would be interested in joining to get access to more of these presentations, go to our website and sign up. So that would be great. So now let me give me a second, and I'll start this presentation of the Toshiba Fire TV with Jeff Bennett.
This is Jeff Bennett. This week we're going to take a look at the new Toshiba 43-inch UHD Fire TV. This television set is sold by Best Buy and Amazon.com, and there's a cooperative venture between both companies. The TV is a Fire TV, and it has the Amazon Fire TV operating system. Why this television set? Because this television set is able to be used by a totally blind individual without any sight of assistance. The television comes in three models: a 43-inch, a 50-inch, and a 55-inch model. When you get the TV home, what comes in the box? Well, of course, you get the TV, you get a user's manual, a quick start guide, the TV remote, the stand, and the mounting hardware to mount the stand to the television set. You may need assistance getting the TV out of the TV box and mounting the stand to the television set. I asked a friend of mine to come over, and he helped me remove the TV from the box, and he helped me install the TV stand. I placed the TV stand on top of my TV stand, which is a large shelf that contains a cabinet which holds DVDs. On the right rear of the television set is a receptacle to insert the power cord. Inside the box with the remote are two AAA batteries. Place those batteries in the remote following the manufacturer's directions. Next, plug the power cord into the back of the TV and the other end of the power cord into an electric outlet. You will now hear a series of tones. These are pairing tones which pair your remote to the television set. If the pairing tones continue and the remote doesn't pair properly, hold the home key down. This should solve this problem. Before we continue, let's take a look at the remote. When you get the remote out of the box and the batteries are installed in the remote, you'll see a series of buttons. Look for a small button on the top right-hand side of the remote. This is the power button. Depressing this once turns the TV on. Depressing it again turns the TV off. Just to the left of the power button is a larger button, and that's the microphone button. Depressing it and holding it in let you talk to your Amazon voice assistant. We'll talk about that a little later on. Below that, there are three buttons in an arc. The most left button is the back button. The next button is the home button, and the following button is the menu button. The home button gets you to the home screen on the television, where all the action starts. The menu button is used to activate menu items, and the back button is used to get you to the previous menu item. Below this series of buttons is a navigation ring. In the center of the ring is a button that's used to select an item. The ring is a navigation pad. The ring moves to the left, right, up, and down. And when you get to the item that's spoken, you use the select button to select it. Below this pad is a series of three buttons also displayed in an arc. The left-hand button is the rewind button. The middle button is the play pause button. And the right-hand button is the fast forward button. Below the play pause button is a long rocker switch. This is the volume knob. Moving it in the upward direction moves the volume up. Moving it in the downward direction moves the volume down. To the left and right of that rocker switch in the center are two different buttons. The button to the left is the TV button. No matter where you are in the TV menus, you'll hit that button and you'll go to the channels that you've scanned in. We'll talk about that later on. On the right-hand side of the rocker switch, you'll find an indented button, and that's the mute button. Wherever you are in the menus or wherever you are on the TV set, it will mute whenever you push this button once. Unmute when you push it again. If you've forgotten that you've muted your television set, pushing the volume knob up or down will unmute the TV automatically. Below that, there are four square buttons. The first button on the left is for Amazon Prime Video. The next button to the right is for Netflix. The next two buttons are dedicated buttons for HBO and PlayStation View. Once you've paired your TV remote to your television, you can turn on voice view by holding the menu key and the back key simultaneously. This should take about 2 seconds. Now that we've introduced you to the television set and its remote, let's travel to the living room and put this TV through its paces.
Now that I've provided a description of the Toshiba Fire TV, let's see how it works. First of all, in the rear left-hand side of the television set, You'll find your HDMI inputs and a USB input, as well as a TAS connector, that's a digital connector, and the headphone jack. Let's turn the television set on and see how this all works. The TV set is on, and where are we? Well, we can find out by using the navigation wheel. This navigation wheel is crucial in beginning to understand how to use this television set.
Your video, home, 2 of 7, search, 1 of 7.
There are different menu items. We have search,
home, 2 of your videos, three of movies, 4 TV shows, apps, 6 settings,
and settings,
7 of 7.
Let's go back to home.
App, search, home, 2 of 7.
In the home screen, you'll find all of the menu items related to the home screen below the home menu item. That's the main menu item. And we're using the navigation wheel. That's the wheel that moves left, right, up and down with the selector in the center of the wheel. So, what happens now? Well, the first thing you want to do with this television set is you want to be able to watch television channels. And you can do this. I'm going to explain this first rather than going into all the other features because it's the most important part of using this television set. So, we're going to go to where the volume knob is, and it's the buttons below rewind, play, pause button, and fast forward button. It's a little arc. And the button for the volume knob, or the long bar for the volume control, is located below and right below the play pause. So let's hit the what's on television, that's the TV button, and that's the left-hand side of the volume knob.
18 items, Criminal Minds, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., Monday, July 30th, channel guide, use up and down to move between channels.
Now,
use
the channel guide is a grid.
Between programs inside a channel.
And the
channel
grid contains tracks. The programs within the grid, and as you use up and down, you can go from channel to channel. Let me explain. Let's go down using the navigation wheel.
Life lock protection, 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Channel guide, use up and down to move between channels.
And if
channels,
we want to find out the name of that channel, we can hit the menu key.
Inside station name, Ion Life.
And that's Ion Life. And if I want to find out what's on next on Ion Life, I can hit the right arrow on the navigation wheel. That's the right-hand side of the wheel. It'll tell me what future programs are up.
At Home with Daddy Iyer, 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. At Home with Daddy Iyer, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And of course, those are programs that are coming up in the future.
Entertainment channels, Monday, July 30th, Getting Off the Grid. Diddy Iyer shares some great travel destinations that will inspire becoming a more responsible traveler. At Home with At Home, LifeLock Protection, Crime Stories, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
And I'm hitting the menu key.
Station name, Justin.
So let's say I wanted to watch this channel. I would hit the select key, which is in the center of the navigation wheel.
Justin, 10.3, Crime Stories, The Victoria Day Shooter, 17 items.
To his place of business.
Player Chrome, use down button to bring up on now row.
Fugitive grows stronger. In a gun safe, amongst other firearms, police...
Pause. Justin, 10.3.
Now, if I want to find out what's on all of the Crime different channels stories. At a particular time, I can use the on now row, which at this point you get to by using the down arrow on that navigation path, which is pressing the wheel in the down position.
Crime Stories, Justin, 1 of 17. Criminal Minds, Ion, 2 of 17. LifeLock Protection, Ion Life, 3 of 17. Xavier Sterling Silver Jewelry, New, HSN, 4 of 17.
And again, we can watch this channel as well.
Up next, Xavier Sterling Silver Jewelry.
And it tells us what's on now and what's coming up. This is known as a mini program guide, and it's quite comparable to what you would see if you're using your cable box as well. But what about other things that this television can do? Well, this television will allow me to play videos, and let me show you how that works. Now, we're going to your videos by going to the home screen first and moving the navigation wheel to the right once.
Your videos, 3 of 7.
And we hit enter on this.
Watch list, Superman, the movie. Button.
And these are programs that I put in my watch list, and you'll find out more
use
about
up
this.
Use and down to move between categories such as new releases or comedy. Use left and right to move between items in the category.
So our category Superman, is the watch the list, movie. And that's the
4.
Category I'm looking
5
at.
5 out of 5 stars from 979 customers. I am The Graduate, Prime, Button. The Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake. Prime button.
And these are movies that I've also wanted to
the
watch and have
skulls
watched.
Of the Adventures of Superman Season 1 button.
And if it says Season 1 button without the word
the
Prime.
The Adventures of Superman. 4.5 out of 5 stars from 3. Fireball XL, Indestructible Man, Prime. Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams, Season 1, Ultra HD, Prime. Button, Sahara, Button, Nothing in Common. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Double Indemnity, Button. Film Noir, DOA, Prime. But Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse, Prime. Button.
I have kind of an esoteric view of what I like to watch.
Courage, Invaders from Mars, the original version, Prime. Shirley Temple, The Little Princess in Color, Prime. But Jack Benny TV Show, Prime. Days of Wine and Yankee Doodle Dan, How to Succeed in Business, Gone with the Wind, 1930, The Cyclops, 1957, Button. The Cocaine Fiends, Prime. A Christmas Carol, Prime. But Donovan's Brain, Detective Story, Button. White Heat, 1940, The Little Rascals, Carbine Williams, Button.
Now, what about if I wanted to watch a video that I don't have in my library? Well, we can search, and the easiest way to do that is to say the following. And I'm going to push the button on the remote, and this is the button that turns, it lets you talk to your Amazon voice assistant. The Wizard of Oz.
Movies and TV. The Wizard of Oz. Prime. Button.
Now, I want to watch this.
The Wizard of Oz. Watch now with Prime. 1 of 4. Watch trailer. 2 of 4. Button. Add to watch list. 3 of 4. Button.
And I can do those things, or I can...
More ways to watch. 4 of 4.
And the more ways to watch allows me to either rent it or buy it. So let's go and watch it with Prime.
Watch now with Prime. 1 of 4. Playing The Wizard of Oz. Pause.
But there's something missing here in this movie. You just heard the intro to The Wizard of Oz, but you didn't hear audio description. Well, this movie happens to have audio description. And to enable audio description, we're going to hit the menu button twice. Now, the menu button is located on that top row of buttons in an arc, all the way to the right-hand side, next to the home button.
Watch from begin. Subtitles and audio languages. Audio language, English, U.S. Drop-down list. Audio language, English, U.S. 1 of 2. Checkbox, checked.
Now, right now it says English, U.S. I hit the enter key or the select key for this, but it's a drop-down list.
Audio language, English, U.K. Audio description, 2 of 2. Checkbox, not checked.
I've just checked this, and we'll make sure that's checked.
Audio language, English, UK, audio description, 2 of 2, checkbox, checked. Check The Wizard of Oz, audio languages, 2, audio language, English, UK, audio description, drop down list, loading. Slider, 0%, 1 item.
Now, a logo of a thick-maned lion framed by a ring of film, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Against a cloud-swept sky, a title appears, The Wizard of Oz. Copyright 1939.
Pause.
You get the idea. There is audio description in this movie. The problem is that Amazon has not been able to implement letting you know that a movie has audio description. And as Peter Korn at Amazon Accessibility pointed out, that this is something that they are working on and should be available in a future update. We've talked about audio description, but what happens when you get this TV home and you want to find your favorite channel? Well, of course, you have to scan for channels, and we'll show you how that is done at this point. Let's go to the home screen.
Home, 2 of 7.
And we'll go to settings.
Your video, movies, 4
moving
of
the
seven.
Navigation wheel to the right.
TV apps, settings, 7 of 7.
Now we're going to open up the settings menu by hitting the down arrow.
Inputs.
We got inputs,
13.
And that's a category. We'll go to the next category.
U2, notification network. 3 of display and sounds. 4 applications. 5 of 13. Live TV. 6
we'll
of
go
13.
To live TV.
Live TV. Channel scan.
And the first thing is scan is channel scan.
Channel management.
Channel management.
17 channels. Parental controls.
And parental controls.
3 of 3.
We're going to channel scan.
Channel scan.
So we're hitting the up on the narrow on the navigation wheel.
Rescan for available channels.
And it tells you a little bit about that. So let's try and see what that sounds like.
Channel scan. Please make sure your antenna is set up and plugged into your device. Next, 1 of 2, button. Advanced options, 2 of 2, button.
Now the advanced options allow you to scan for digital channels only, digital and analog channels only, or cable channels. We can't do cable channels here because our cable system, which is Spectrum, is scrambled, and placing a cable into the antenna port of your television set won't do anything for us. So let's try this and scan for channels. This will take about 2 minutes, and we'll just come back after the scan is done.
Next, 1 of 2, but scanning for channels. Channels found, 0. Channel scan may take a few minutes to complete. Channel scan is 96% complete.
At any time you're scanning for channels and you want to find out the progress, hit the menu key.
Scanning for channels. Channels found, 21. Channel scan complete. We found 21 channels. To view available channels, go to the On Now row and home. Done. 1 of 3, button. Live TV, channel scan.
And we'll go back to home.
3. Home, 2 of 7.
And we'll go to the TV guide instead.
Use left,
we can use
left
the on, row, and
items.
Home, but the easy way to do this is go to the TV guide. And we'll hit the button on the left-hand side of the volume knob. The button on the right-hand side of the volume knob is the mute button.
Loading schedule, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., Monday, July 30th. Gunsmoke, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Station name, Meet Antenna Channels.
And that's
BTV.
And if we want to watch that again, we can also...
A young woman tries to force her lazy relatives to plant a crop before their landlord evicts them. Gunsmoke, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Rated TVG.
And again, if we want to watch this, we can...
Up next, Bonanza.
Okay, VoiceView likes to talk, doesn't it? So let's see what that sounds like.
Meet 13.2. Gunsmoke, the sharecroppers. 21
items.
I'll
even get you a new guitar to replace that one.
Player Chrome. Use down button to bring up On Now Row.
There is one lead, however. A supply of...
Pause. Meet 13.2.
And we're going to the program guide one more time.
1 p.m. Days of Our Lives. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Monday, July 30th.
Let's hit the menu key to make it go quicker.
Station name, NBC. Channel guide, use up. Splash and Bubbles, 1:30. Station name, PBS. Curious George, 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Antenna channels, Monday, July 30th.
And again,
home, 2 of 7.
We learn more about what this is all about.
Use left and right to move between items.
And you're always getting an idea of what's going on with VoiceView because they have hints that tell you everything. Now let's find out how to use your Amazon Voice Assistant with the television set. I'm putting the remote down. Remember, I'm not doing anything with the remote. I'm just using my voice. To pair your Amazon Voice Assistant, you'll have to go to the Alexa app in the Amazon App Store or the Google Play Store and have those installed on your phone, whether it be an Android or an iPhone. Watch this. Echo. Switch to QVC.
QVC 55.5. Isaac Mizrahi live, 21 items.
Like, Mark, were you watching Isaac today? No.
No. She would like
Player Chrome. Use down button to bring up On Now Row.
She'd sort of cut the
Echo?
Cable in the neighborhood. So that
switch to NBC.
I know she's really desperate.
Mark, just like that.
Tune into NBC on
Fire NBC 13.1. Days of Our Lives.
Eve, Eric told me everything.
No. Eric doesn't know everything.
Now we want to stop this program, so we'll just hit the center button on the navigation ring.
You're so pause.
And we pause the program. What's interesting about this television set is as you're watching, you can actually go back and forward within a program from where you started. This television set is always recording what you're watching. Finally, I'd like to show you how the mute works in this television set. The mute is the small indented button to the right of the volume bar. So let's just turn on our television here.
Big unknown.
And we're watching Days of Our Lives. So if I want to mute,
what do you think would happen if...
I hit this button, and it mutes. And if you've forgotten that you've muted, you can hit the up or down on the volume knob to change the state of that particular item.
It's good.
Echo.
No.
Turn off Fire TV.
Okay.
Home, 2 of 7. Screen off.
Now what you can also do is turn it back on again. Echo, turn on Fire TV.
Okay.
and the Fire TV is turned on, and we're back at the home screen. I hope this gives you a brief idea of how this television works. This is not a tutorial, so I didn't explain how everything works, but I gave you a bit of what you can do with this particular television. Now we're going to turn off the television set, and I'll provide you with more information on where you can buy this television set, the model number, and you can get in touch with me.
Well, I hope I provided you with a bit of insight into the remarkable usability of this television set by a totally blind individual. As I said at the beginning of this demo, this television set is available at Amazon.com, and it is also available at Best Buy. When you search for this television, you can search for this television using the Best Buy website or the Amazon.com website. And if you put in the search terms Toshiba Fire TV, you'll have no problems finding this product. And the model number is 43LF621U19. And for the 50-inch model, just replace the number 43 with the number 50. Same with the 55-inch model. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with Best Buy, their customer service toll-free hotline is 888-237-8289. That's 888-237-8289. The phone number for the Amazon.com disability hotline is 888-283-1678. That's 888-283-1678. And if you'd like to find out more about this TV from my perspective, why don't you send me an email? My email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net.
It's Jeffrey, great presentation. I'm going to unmute everybody now, and if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask, because Jeff's here to answer any questions. Good presentation.
How much does the TV cost?
TV front that I bought was, it's $299, and it was $329. It is now $299 at Best Buy, and I suspect that come Black Friday, it'll be lower than that.
Jeff, Miss Ray Campbell, did you you know if you can independently set up the TV with your cable systems? Like we have Comcast, so would we be able to independently?
Yeah, you should have no problem doing that. Let me explain. if your Comcast converter box goes into an HDMI port on your television set, which it probably does, you can put it in HDMI 1, 2, or 3.
What I've done with mine.
If it's an HDMI 1 on the TV set, that's one of those HDMI that supports what they call ARC or audio return channel. And I didn't know about this because I didn't know about this until I got the Roku, which I didn't have initially. But what it does is you go into settings on the TV set. And this is where you guys can talk to me privately, and I can help you out. And you can turn, it says turn CEC on. It's part of, it's under settings, under device and settings. So for example, if I touch my Roku remote and I just hit hit the home button on Roku, it'll turn my TV set on and the Roku on at the same time. So that's the advantage of using HDMI 1. It doesn't matter to go into input, you would hit the, a lot of times you do these things. It's a crazy thing, but you do these things using a command key twice, the voice view, that it's not a voice view command, but a regular command. You hit the home key twice, and you get the channel guide, and you hit the down arrow on that navigation ring, and you get input selection. You hit enter using the select, and you can choose HDMI 1, HDMI 2, HDMI 3, and I believe that the other one is, I believe it's composite. And that's if you had an old-fashioned video cassette machine hooked to the TV set. It's got RCA jacks in the back for two audio jacks for the stereo audio, left and right, and a video input. So that's for the composite, and that's how that would work as well. So it's a very versatile TV set. When you first get the TV set, and I couldn't do this on the demo because I didn't want to screw up all my network settings and have to start over again. When it goes into setup, when you first turn on your TV set, once the remote is paired and the beep stop, you hit the back in the menu key to turn voice view on automatically. And the first thing it's going to do is present you with a picture of a house. And the first option is it's going to want to know what your name of your network is. This is your Wi-Fi network that you use to connect to the internet. And it will give you a list and use your up and down arrow keys to find your network. Chances are it's going to find it on the first one because it's the strongest network. It's probably the one in your house. And when you hit enter there, the next thing it's going to want to know is your password. That's not your Amazon password. That's your password for for getting into your internet, let's say for your cable company and stuff like that. Then it's going to want to go into Prime if you have Amazon Prime, because what I didn't realize, since I have Amazon Prime, I've been a Prime Amazon member for years, is that you can't use the voice feature of Echo until you and activate that Prime stuff. So you have to be a Prime person to use Echo, you know, which is the Amazon voice assistant. Cancel Echo. Sorry, I should use it's crazy. It happens, unfortunately. Once you've done that, it really is a one-stop operation. It really is not a problem operating the television set. When I said it does come with a manual, it does come with a manual. It's in two pages. It is not much of a manual. There are help videos on the screen that you can go into in settings, and there are help tutorials and settings. And if you don't know anything about VoiceView, there's a VoiceView tutorial as well that'll tell you all the commands you need to run VoiceView.
Now, Jeff?
Yes.
It's Richard. Just wondering, I know with the Cube TV, with Alexa, you can control the different devices with voice. Can you do that with that regular TV?
I don't believe you can. And they may have come out with an update. I only have one television set in my living room, Rich.
No, I'm talking about switching, like say to a DVD.
Yes, you can. What you can do is you can use your voice, and you can actually name your inputs as well. When I say name them, let me explain what I mean. If you go into the home screen and you hit the home cut button key twice, and you go down to where it says inputs, if you go to, let's say, HDMI 1, and you know your cable box is an input, is an HDMI 1, you can hit the menu key twice. That says to VoiceView, don't do anything but bring up another menu, and it gives you a bunch of choices to name that input. You could name it cable, you could name it satellite, you could whatever. Once you've named it, you hit select, which is like the enter key, and it names that. Then if you have your voice assistant paired to the television set, like my Echo, or you use the microphone on the remote on that television set, you could tell your voice assistant to switch to Roku, switch to cable, switch to VCR, and it will do that automatically for you. You don't have to remember that VCR was in HDMI 3, or VCR was in composite, or Roku was in HDMI 1, or cable was in HDMI 2. Yes, you can do that.
It's name of a kind of box.
It's another streaming player. When Spectrum first was talking about accessibility and their voice narration guide was not ready for the public, they were giving everyone a free Roku Premiere, which I got from them. But now that Spectrum has its talking cable box, I don't really need the Roku, except that there are channels that I watch on the Roku that aren't available on Spectrum.
I was thinking, I will give mine up when I get my regular box.
And they gave me the Roku for free, and they didn't want it back, so I just have it, and I use it as a secondary option to watch certain channels on my television set.
Or if you got another television, you could put it on it.
That was my thought alone. I only have one TV in my living room. I may buy one for the bedroom. Let me give you a little hint. It's not that blind people can't hook the TV up themselves. I know a few who have done it themselves. I'm concerned about you guys taking it out of the box and bending the screen by mistake. This is a very thin television set, very thin screen, and you void the warranty if you bend it. So you really have to be very, 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 and I'm sorry to say it that way, careful, because you don't want to destroy the television set by getting it out of the box. I did it with my friend Tim, who was from Albany. He came over to my house, and I said, I need some help with this television set. I held one end of the box while he held the other end of the box, and we pulled the TV set out that way and put it on my couch so it wouldn't get jostled around.
I did one of those and pulled it on my bed. That way it was always flat.
Right. That's the same idea. The stand, a blind person can put it on the stand, but as I always tell people, I'm all thumbs when it comes to being mechanical, and I'm not really good at that, and I'll be the first to admit that. But it comes with two sets of screws. One set of screws is if you want to buy, which doesn't come with the TV, a wall mount and put it on your wall. There are holes in the back for a wall mount. Stand goes on the bottom, and there are sets of screws, and they have lock washers in them to put the stand onto your television set. And that's how I have my TV. It never moves. It's always on that stand. And anyone have any questions? Go ahead.
Two questions. First one, to set up this TV, are we required to have Amazon Prime?
No, but it will not let you buy videos if you don't have Prime using the television, or rent videos or watch videos on Prime. It will not let you use the voice control, which I didn't know because I have Prime. So you can't use your voice remote to talk. It doesn't enable the microphone in your voice remote if you don't have Prime.
Also, if I have the remote control, the voice activation won't work.
Right. The remote has the microphone button that you push, and you can't pair it, of course, to an Amazon Echo if you don't have Prime. But if you don't have Prime, you can't use many of the functions of the Amazon Echo. I didn't go into applications. This is really an Android television set. It is fairly compatible with some app, like anything else. If you put an application on and it doesn't work, you can uninstall it. Even if you uninstall it, it still stays in your list of applications. It just is not on your television set and is in Amazon's cloud drive for you. It's like Apple. If you buy an app on Apple, but you uninstall the app, you can always go into updates into the app store and look at all the apps that are associated with your phone and put it back on your phone again.
What applications, Jeff, have you used with it that have worked pretty well?
The television from Fire TV has its own browser called Silk. I never found that worked well, but I did find that the voice that Firefox, and you could search in the App Store for Firefox, that does work fairly well. But again, it depends on the website you go to. I like to watch British television. I don't really watch Firefox for anything else, but I like to watch British television channels. And they just came out with a subscription model. It's totally illegal in England as well, but I bought it. It's called transponder.tv. It's a website, TRANSPONDR.TV. And I bought this, it was free, and there's a free version which gives you 20 channels. So I bought the regular version, which gives you 116 channels. And these are all free channels over the air in London, or in England, I should say. And I watch British television, and I love it. I also use it with YouTube. There's a YouTube app, but they want you to use a web browser to enable the app to play the YouTube videos. And so I use it to watch things like, there are some TV, there are things I watch on YouTube. The difference between this TV and the Elements TV set was the ease in which you could turn voice on and off. Fire TV, the operating system, is now available in the Toshiba models. It's also available in the Best Buy a model brand name known as Insignia. And I believe those are just Toshiba TVs with the Insignia brand. Since I came out with this particular presentation, they have a 32-inch TV, it's not ultra 4K, ultra HD. It's 720p, I guess it is. And that's not as expensive. That comes out to, the last time I saw it, it was $179, but then they had it on sale for $149 for a 32-inch television set. That's not too bad.
Hey, Jeff, you know, have you ever seen a series called TED? I forgot what it stands for, but it talks about technology and stuff like that. And we find it accidentally, and we never can find it on the same channel.
Don't know. I have an offhand, but I happened to be on AMC one day and they had some technology show on, and I don't remember the name of the show because as I turned that on, it was ending. So that may be the show you're talking about. I don't know offhand.
So you were talking about British TV shows. What, and I kind of missed, is it a box that is like a streaming box? What is it that you purchased to get the over the air? Because I was there once and I kind of like some of the stuff.
I didn't purchase a thing. I logged in. It's a website called transponder.tv.
And you did a search for this on your new Toshiba TV using not the built-in Silk, but another browser?
I actually found it on the computer because I use my computer to watch television as well. Once I saw that it was available on the web, I used the Firefox browser to watch it.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I can give you the idea. It has BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, Channel Four, Channel Five, ITV One, Two, Three, Four, ITVB, Movies for Men, Film Four. You get the idea. It has all the
stuff
that you can get.
Those are all BBC. Yep, those all sound familiar.
Those are all, they're very progressive when it comes to digital television. And in England, they have a standard for all their television channels, and it's called Freeview. And whenever you buy a TV, it has Freeview, and they are very big about letting you know that we're not getting rid of over-the-air television. It's all digital, and they have Freeview, and all of your TV sets are have the Freeview as well.
How good is the screen reader for Firefox on the TV?
It is pretty good, depending on how the web is designed, but there is a screen review mode in VoiceView, and that works by reading character, link, item, list. But to actually read it, you use your right arrow on the screen. It's not a screen reader, Adrian. It's not a screen reader, but it does get you through. Like, I wanted to look at what the channels on transponder.tv, and I used the screen review mode to get to the channels. But then I found another way of doing it by looking at the channels with a link that says now and next. And it has the channel. And also, it's like a real website. You know, when you look at a website using JAWS, all the links are placed on the page vertically. But that's not how they look for the sighted person.
Nope, they don't.
The links for a sighted person are set up decoratively. I mean, they're made so that the web page looks good. Mm-hmm. And so VoiceView recognizes that. And so when you put when you use VoiceView, you have to learn to navigate a web page using your left, right, up, and down arrows. So, for example, on the TV, transponder TV, the links for the channel names are on the left-hand side of the screen, and next to each channel on the now and next view is the name of the current program. Hit your right arrow and get the name of the next program, and that's how that works. I know it's a little complicated because I'm kind of a geek when it comes to this stuff, but it does work.
Okay, next question is, let's say I just want to connect my cable directly to my TV and I don't want to use Wi-Fi. Would I still be able to get the channel listings?
You will get the channel listings if the cable that you have is not scrambled or digital. It's scrambled here. So you could. One of the options when you go to scan channels is to scan digital analog channels, or cable. If your cable channel is not scrambled, you could connect the cable TV wire to the antenna port of your television, hit the scan button, and it would scan all the cable channels and put them in properly. But
most of them are scrambled, I guess, nowadays. Yeah, I would assume
Spectrum is scrambled,
Comcast is scrambled.
Optima, where my sister lives in Rockland County, New York, but that's scrambled. They're all scrambled. You cannot get cable without having some sort of converter box and on your television anymore.
Okay, no, I understand it's a converter box. I was talking about if I don't want to enable Wi-Fi or any internet connection to my TV.
But the problem is, if you put your cable directly to your television set, it is being delivered to you via voice over IP, whether you use the converter box or not. And chances are in Chicago, and I don't know the name of the cable company where you are out there, chances are, whether it's Mediacom or it's Comcast or it's Spectrum or it's RCN, it's going to be digitally encoded, which means it doesn't matter that whether your cable box, whether your cable is directly hooked into the television set. It will not get you those channels if they're digitally encoded.
Maybe not understanding what I'm saying is, I got the TV. I don't want to enable the Wi-Fi or internet connection.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Except, that's what I was asking.
Right, you don't have to do that. However, it will not operate as a smart TV at that point.
Right, it's pretty plain at that point. You don't have controls.
Yeah, but what I wanted to know is, I've got Spectrum. I plug it into my HDMI. I've got my channels, or if I do the over-the-air scan for the regular TV channels and non-cable, will I still be able to get the TV listings?
Yes, because the over-the-air listings are, there's a standard that's involved in which the TV listings are there. So if that was not what I was doing when I was showing that, I had over-the-air channels. I was watching the over-the-air channel, for example, Channel 13, which is WNYT here in Albany, New York. And again, when you bring that up in the channel guide, it will give you what's currently on. And you use your right arrow to go through the program listings at that point. Yes, you would get them because that's a standard that was incorporated. The FCC, the FCC ordered that DVD players and cable boxes and TV sets talk. And they had to all do this by 2015, although most people were late at getting that implemented. Comcast was one of the first to implement this. Spectrum is one of the last to implement it.
Okay, that's it on the picture of things.
You were talking about being able to, with this TV, kind of like play, rewind, pause, just because I don't have cable of any sort. I just have over-the-air channels. But it sounded like you were still able to play, rewind, pause, like you can with kind of a DVR service.
Yeah, you can. I don't use it that much because, you know, you can't really see what's being rewound. But, for example, I liked it because I was on the phone and I was watching a news story and I wanted to hear it at the end of the it through its paces.
Sure.
So it was a news story on Florence, which is the, the hurricane that decimated parts of South Carolina.
Right.
And I got a phone call. I hit the pause on the navigation pad, which is the center button. It paused the television. I was on the phone for about 5 minutes. It wasn't a long phone call. Hung up the phone, hit the pause, the play pause button again. It played and it continued the rest of that story. And I was watching the TV because it had recorded there's no hard drive in these things. It's all on chips. It was recording what was going on the television. So I didn't miss anything.
So you can't access, you can kind of play, rewind, pause, like live TV, because it's kind of coming through a whatever, but you can't really record as in a DVR. You can't really record programs. Let's say I'm not home and I can't really record anything. You can just kind of play, rewind, fast forward, pause,
right.
TV.
It doesn't have that advancement to it. I have DVR on my cable box, but that's different.
Oh, I apologize. That brings me to another point. You talked about Roku, and I was told that Roku isn't as accessible as an Apple TV. I've got an Amazon Fire Stick, you know, the actual stick that, you know, now you get the whole TV, but
I would tell you that Roku is not as accessible. Certainly okay. The speech in Roku is horrible. I can understand it. But I don't like Roku for that reason. It's not as intuitive. It does work. It does do the job. And I had no choice, but I had cable. It does do the job. Excuse me. But again, I would say that if you have an Apple TV or a Fire TV stick, you have the Fire TV stick. So everything
everything
that I was telling you about the TV.
Yep.
Is there.
Yeah.
It's using the same Fire TV standards.
Yep.
And all you have to do is throw it into an HDMI port, hook it up to your internet through your internet network connection, and you got the same thing that I have.
Yep. I know. And I do have a question. I want to be able to hook up my Lady A to the current Fire Stick that I have. And somebody told me to go into the Amazon app, but they couldn't remember where. So where is it in the Lady A app?
I believe, because I haven't done it in a while, it's under devices. Add a device. Okay. And you can add a device there in the app.
What do you want to add to it? What do you want to plug to it?
I want my Lady A to be able to, when I have my Fire Stick on, I want to be able to tell my Fire Stick, you know, Lady A changed to watch this or watch, you know, what he did.
Yeah, you can do that with the Fire Stick. Because the Fire Stick also comes with a voice remote, which is the same voice remote that I have on my television.
Right.
As well, except that it may not have some of the, I'm not sure.
It doesn't have all the features that your remote has. No, it does not. It does not.
Again, so. You can
have that set of buttons at the bottom. It doesn't have
right. Those. You're right, but you can associate your Lady A with your Fire Stick with no.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thanks. Sorry for all the questions. Okay. So one quick. I promise. Probably last question. I hope not. But I have not. I've watched Netflix a little bit on my Fire Stick. I tend to watch it on my phone because it loads and reacts faster. One of the things I've noticed is that on my Fire Stick, and I'm new to a Fire Stick. I just got it this summer. And I plugged into a flat screen TV that's not accessible. So just the Fire Stick is accessible. And Netflix tends to load and going through is really, really slow. Am I the only one that's having this problem? Or is that just kind of because it's on the Fire Stick?
I can't answer the question. I don't have Netflix. So I pay enough. Well, I pay $200 a month for my cable, phone, and internet. I think
get rid of cable then, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead, Rich.
I have... the Spectrum internet, and I don't, it's loads pretty good. I mean, it doesn't take
no, long. I was asking about Netflix on the Fire Stick.
I'm talking about the app on the Fire Stick. It loads pretty well. I mean, I don't think it's really slow, but it does, you know, depending how big that piece of, you know, hardware or software, I mean, it's going to pull down. It's got to read it. Of course, Spectrum has a big thing about 200 meg down, and it does. It really hauls. So it depends on your internet speed a lot of times.
No, I have 60 megs. I have just the basic through Comcast. So I don't know. It's just as weird. Like, it just loads really slow.
I would love to get away from the cable, Sandy. Believe me, I would. But
yeah.
I live in an apartment building. I'm on the fourth floor of my apartment building. That's not the problem. I actually do face where the TV stations are in Albany, but part of my apartment building, the way the building is constructed, obstructs some of my western view of the hemisphere. So I can't get all of the live TV stations I want to get, or else I would get rid of the cable and just keep the internet. So yeah. I'm kind of stuck with it.
When it was Jeff at allthingsradio.net or .com?
Allthingsradio.net. A-L-L-T-H-I-N-G-S, radio, all one word, .net. Okay. That's where you can find the podcast. Jeff at allthingsradio.net, that's the way cool. to get.
You were saying that there, okay, you could get like app on the on this Fire TV you just demonstrated. You could get like apps from the Amazon App Store that would go on it.
Yeah, you could get apps from the Amazon App Store. Most of them, a lot of them are free. Some of them are charged money for them. If they charge money for them because you're a Prime member, they already have your credit card information. You don't have to put that in. I don't like using those joystick keypads, but I can use them. But I don't like them.
Yeah.
The keys wrap around each other. They're very easily usable on the Fire TV and the Toshiba TV. Not like the Roku where it was just crazy to try to figure out everything is logically in order on these TVs on the keypad. They really thought of it all. And because that same remote that basically does the Fire TV, does the Fire Stick, and I believe the
Fire Cube.
The Fire Cube. And then, of course, they have the tablets, which uses the same voice use software as well. That's their standard for screen readers.
I found a lot of apps, though, that were pretty accessible and, free. So there's quite a few.
Oh, yeah, most of the apps I have on my television set, I'm not talking about going to the webpage, but like all the various TV stations. I have stations in Florida, stations in New York, and stations, and they're free, and you can watch the news. They're not live, some of them, but a lot of them are available so that you can watch them after the fact. And I do, because I'm from New York City originally, so I like to watch some of the news, the stations in New York City to watch television there.
They got a lot of the Fox stations all over the country, I think.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah. They certainly do. One of the free channels on the App Store from the Amazon is Sky TV, which is the all news channel in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Apple TV has that by default.
The only difference between that and the one that I watch from Transponder TV is that I don't get the one here is the same channel but minus any commercials. That's the only difference. So
just to clarify, you can like look up different TV stations with this Fire TV. You can kind of just do a search on the App Store, on the Amazon App Store.
Yes, that's what I did.
Okay.
For example, I found, I'm trying to think here. I don't know, one of the TV stations in Cleveland, Ohio, I found, for example, that I don't really watch them all that much, but I wanted to see if I could do it, just to look at that and understand how it works. And I probably should have updated the tutorial a little bit more because I did that on July 30th. And I've had the TV, since a little before then. But I wanted to get it out because Will Sparks does a show called The Coffee Club. And I wanted to get it out so that we could put it on All Things Radio and The Coffee Club so that people would be able to buy this television set. I always believe, even though the law says they're forcing them to make things accessible, I always try to buy stuff if it's accessible and support the company that does it. And Toshiba has done a very good job with that television set and along with Amazon. It's not the be-all and end-all. I'm sure that there are faults that we could find with any of these products. But again, I was going to buy the Elements television, but Elements got so many bad reviews, and the problem was they were bad. They were badly constructed, badly built. They were constantly breaking down, and you can't even buy an Elements television on Amazon anymore.
Wow. Didn't we just review that not too long ago on this group, about six months ago,
Terrell did.
Yeah, Terrell, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was one of our public. Yeah,
there wasn't much to it.
And you can't buy them anymore on Amazon with the accessibility.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a little unfortunate because there's some low vision people who would really like the larger size, and they had like a 65-inch.
And again, with the Amazon television, they're under display and brightness under the settings. You can change the background text and you can do some text changes there. Blind Bargains is another company. They have a podcast, and Shelley Brisbane interviewed Peter Korn at CSUN on this television set. Well, not it was the Elements television, but because it's using the same operating system as the Fire TV, the same operating system. You get an idea of what Amazon is looking to do with its accessibility initiatives. It talks a little bit more, not about the Fire TV only, but about the Amazon Locker, and I forgot what else they have. So they are definitely, you know, Amazon has always been, when people complain about their accessibility stuff, they always make the change, but they don't necessarily talk about it too much. They actually have a guy named Peter Korn, who's I call him Mr. Amazon, like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, who promotes the Amazon and its accessibility initiatives. And they have stepped up to the plate when it comes to this.
For those people who are members, we have a real nice two-hour presentation on the web that Peter Korn did at this convention this summer on all the accessible devices, I guess Alexa-enabled devices.
Yeah.
And one interesting thing now, if you know, everybody talks about that overpriced microwave oven that everybody sells, you know, for $300, that was probably a $100 thing. They now have a Alexa-enabled microwave oven available.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I can't wait to see it.
The only thing is, it's only 700 watts, not 1100 watts, which is what I have. So, if that's what they're coming out with now, don't fret, because they are probably going to come out with a lot more voice assistance devices. They're already home devices, lamps that you can turn on and off with Alexa, thermostats that you can control with Alexa, made by Nest. It's part of that whole smart home initiative that Amazon is promoting. My Sonos speakers that I have in my apartment, I can turn on and off with, I can turn on control with Alexa as well.
Now, Jeff, does Amazon ever come out with updates for this TV or no?
Yeah, and they just download them. You don't have to manually download them. They're always updating the television set. It's like the Echo when you have an Amazon Echo. Cancel. I keep doing that. It's like Amazon's voice assistant. They update that stuff in the background. I can tell you right now, Amazon did an update to this my voice assistant recently. So whenever I say cancel or something, it says goodbye. It didn't used to do that, for example. They just made some updates to the Amazon, and they're done in the background. Like, you never know when they're done.
Well, sometimes you will. Like, I got one the other day, and it says there's an update, and it'll take a few minutes. And it just took like a little bit of time.
You're right about that. What's your name, ma'am? I'm sorry.
I'm Amanda.
I know. I see you on the list all the time. I'm sorry. Please forgive
me. Okay.
I got the update. There was an update when I turned my television set on. It said, please stand by. We're updating the remote. And it updated the remote, the software that runs the remote for the television.
And sometimes it'll tell you there's so much percentage left of your batteries, you know.
The other thing that I will tell you about these smart TVs, and I don't care which one it is, occasionally you have to reboot them. I don't mean just turn the television off. I mean reboot them. And they just came out with a new fix for the Toshiba Fire TV, where if you hold the select button on the navigation pad and the play pause button simultaneously, it will reboot your television set automatically. So you don't have to unplug it from the wall and plug it back in again. Because remember, these TVs are computers. They have processors in them. They have memory in them. And as you load apps in and out, and as you use and change that TV, go from channel to channel or website to website using Firefox, sometimes that memory, it just builds up, and you have to reboot the television set occasionally. Not a big deal, but just something that you should know.
Hey, how much was the 55-inch model?
If you can hold on, I will try to get that for you. Stand by.
I got my 50-inch on Amazon Prime Day for $289.
Was that your Toshiba? Did you buy the Toshiba as well? Oh, yeah. You're the one that wrote to me on the list on Prime. Yes. I remember you. Hold on a second. No, I don't think there's a 60-inch, but I'll tell you in a second. Let's see.
No, it's a 55-inch. I hope they do come up with a larger one, though, for low vision.
And I got to say, you know, if you can't see that, I don't know.
I don't see the 55-inch on my list, but the 50-inch, let me just tell you what the 50-inch costs. $349.
Yes.
$349. And that's not bad. Again, I expect that they'll have a few more models out for Christmas. And I can tell you right now that three, if you can wait till Black Friday, no, not Black Friday. Oh, that maybe then.
Cyber Monday, I bet.
Well, it's Cyber, Monday.
Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Yeah. You will definitely find it. And because Amazon works with Best Buy, they actually shipped it to me from Best Buy.
Yeah, that's where mine came from.
You'll find that the price is going to be the same. The only reason you might want to use Amazon is if you're familiar with the Amazon website or the Amazon app. It's just as easy.
All right, I'm going to stop the recording here.